This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Seven and a half of the hour now. This is the Talk Radio Review, a roundup of the thoughts from the people on the DJV program, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner. That's a companion piece to the weekly Talk Radio Countdown show that Michael Harrison and I do. And it goes through all of the stories and the people as we have time, the top 10 items, according to the research done at Talkers Magazine, top 10 list of people. I kind of go back and forth on this. Sometimes we take the list of issues, and then sometimes we take the people. And because the people always wrap around the big stories, let's start with that lady, shall we? And begin with the ever-loving Gavin Newsom, who shows up at number 10 this week. Jennifer, you can take the ball and bring us through that nitwits, whatever has crept into his life this week that affects all the people who live in California. What's his story?
Well, he's getting the recall is getting closer and closer. The deadline was St. Patrick's Day, so all of the signatures that were collected were turned in. There were 2.1 million of them, and now they're being combed through to look for duplicates to make sure that all the signatures are accurate, appropriate.
Who does that, by the way? Who's responsible?
Usually the registrar, the local county's registrar of voters will do that. So they certify the signatures. Now, unusual about this recall is that the recall had volunteers that went through and pre-screened most of the signatures. So they went through the certification process early. They dumped out dupes. They made sure that everything was belonged. So when they handed it over to the registrar of voters for a certification, they knew that they were handing over a certain amount of signatures because they have what's called a drop rate. They have like a 28% drop rate, which means that they're going to throw out 28% of the signatures that were collected. They needed 1.4 million, well, 1.5, just under 1.5 million to get a recall on the ballot. They turned in over 2.1 million signatures. So most people believe that a recall is definitely in Gavin Newsom's future. I think even he knows it.
He deserves it. Couldn't happen to a nicer guy.
What is the Democrat Party going to do? Are they going to support him, or are they going to put up a candidate so that they don't lose a governor's seat? I mean, the California for Democrats to lose California's governor's seat, that would be a pretty disastrous thing. So now they have a choice. Do we put our resources behind saving Gavin, or do we bring in a good, strong Democrat with name recognition? And that's been the conversation now. Tom Steyer, who ran for president, who's got a lot of money, has showed some interest. Antonio Villaraigosa, who's the former mayor of Los Angeles.
Oh, right, Steyer. Yeah. What did we think of him when he was? He was a pretty intelligent guy.
He was okay,
from what I remember.
Actually.
Yeah,
he was a nerd. He was a big dork, but
He's very, very, very progressive. He's more progressive than Gavin Newsom, and you know that's. Everybody has their own opinion. It's just my personal one.
Doesn't work for you.
Doesn't work. Yeah. So I would not be a fan. Yeah.
Number 10 and number 9 together on the people list. Go with number 9 on the story list, and that's the story, if you will, of Andrew Cuomo, who finds himself sort of in the same place in a theoretical sense as Newsom.
I'd rather be Newsom today than Cuomo, to be honest. Yeah.
Really? Okay, so tell us why both of you.
Newsom does have good hair, too.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, Newsom is getting recalled, and that's for sure. Cuomo, we don't know what's going to happen to him. They're investigating impeachment, but he's got so many scandals to deal with, and some of them are just political scandals, but some of them are criminal investigations that are going on. It's possible that he could have criminal charges filed against him for the nursing home scandal, for hiding those deaths. It's possible he could have criminal charges filed against him for sexual assault. I don't know. I just don't think it's a good place to be. And his response last week when asked by a reporter if he was going to resign, he said, "No, I'm here to stay, darling." I mean, do you not understand what optics look like? Like, with all of the scandals, do not be calling people darling. We're not in a series. We're not in Mad Men right now. I mean, just get it together. Stay quiet. I don't know. It's crazy. Right. The latest one, he had another woman come out this week, someone who currently works for him.
Yeah. Okay, number eight on the people is Sidney Powell. Number seven, Ahmed Al-Alwi Alisa. I don't know that name. That didn't. What
that's
where that
the boulder? From? That's the boulder shooter.
A shooter. Okay, that's right too. But he well, oh, I almost said I almost said something that I would probably have regretted. So I guess I shan't say it. Let's talk about that, the situation, because that's the number one story this week, actually, what this fellow did, violence in general, back to the gun control discussion. Isn't that interesting that I paid no attention to? I'm just sort of reflecting on this for a second, that I paid no attention to his name.
That's on purpose because it's not even the name was withheld for almost 24 hours, which is very unusual.
Who would make that decision?
Probably the Boulder police or the FBI, whoever was investigating it. And then when the Boulder police chief came out and named him, she called him Ahmed Alisa. She left out the Al-Alwi, which I don't know why she chose to do that. I mean, it's typical because most times, I mean, in the shooting in Georgia, we learned the suspect's full name. And so a lot of people are thinking that they were trying to control the narrative that this was someone who was a believer of a radicalized Islamist. And so,
why would good Americans want to control the narrative when something looks like that?
Well, here's the thing, because it does look like that, the only thing, and I don't know the reason, I'm just speculating, but, you know, we have had such an influx of anti-Asian crime happening right now, and we know that, you know, a lot of, there have been so many crimes against people from other countries, when it, you know, if you think that this is an Islamic terrorism thing, then anybody with a name or a turban or whatever, even though people get that wrong, you know, then hate crimes, there's a spike in hate crimes.
Okay.
It could be that maybe they were trying to...
I don't know about that. I don't know. I think that's a...
There's always a spike in hate crimes.
Let's think about it this way. With the focus, the border is number three this week, and the situation there on the list, and you look at the people, some of the people that are involved in trying to stem that flow, and you think about race relations, which is number eight on the countdown this week. So let's see if they don't go together in a manner of speaking, because there are so many people that are coming into this country... A lot of folks who are not working and they give up their jobs to other people, whether this is correct or not, whether there's a certain amount of ignorance that flows into this thinking, that's not really the issue. What I'm suggesting is that this is all a reaction, and we have more people coming here than any place else in the world. A lot of folks like to go to certain countries in Europe, for sure, but you don't find anybody trying to break down the walls to get into China, do you? Or into India, or into places where the living is horrible. The living is great here, and we've let ourselves become a target because it is nice, and so we're trying to be nice. And when you try to be nice, it sometimes gets stuck up your keister. And that's what's happened here, way out of control. And so the reaction that some people have, who may or may not have, I'm not saying this is true, but it justifies it in some people's minds, when you don't like someone of a different race, who has come here, so you think, to take your job or to change the way our lifestyles are, to pay more attention to people who are minorities, when many people think that that's gone over the top. This is all reaction city. I can see it makes great sense. I don't say I like it, but it makes nothing but sense to me. And then, on top of that, when you see the city of Chicago Evanston is where... This took place this week. They're going to become the first city to offer reparation money to black residents whose families suffered during the discriminatory practices after the Civil War. People are asking, is this going to be the national model to give money? Remember what Larry Elder said, reparations are people who never owned slaves giving money to people who never were slaves. And that's really, they've put aside $400,000 in Evanston, Illinois, to give $25,000 apiece to a small number of people who are black that live in Evanston. They're going to use the money for home repairs, or down payments on mortgage. I will tell you one thing that I know.
That's actually a really good use of money, then.
Well, it isn't that. Like well, let me tell you from the farm point of view, ladies.
Home repairs equal an increase in home
it's
value.
Business.
Like,
but
right.
should
yeah.
the government get, I mean, is the government responsible for giving that to everybody or just to one person? I mean,
well, that's the question. And but more, let me just give you the bird's eye view from the farm perspective. For what we found out this year, I was a member of a group in the National Farmers Union looking at this, and I must admit I wasn't a big participant in it, but I was interested in the outcome, and I declared that I would talk about it on the air because that's what they wanted to do. They wanted to show some light on the country's discriminatory practices. This is not just public. This is private. The farm lending institutions have not given loans to black people who had the same accreditation, if you will, as white people. And this has been going on in the South, the Midwest, the Mid-South. There is a real problem. I put that in quotation marks, but it is, it's real, the amount of. So do we take money like these people have? And by the way, some of the help now that there's been lights shined on it is coming from the banks, not from the federal government. But the banks are have been sort of cowed into, if you'll pardon the pun, giving money to blacks when they, you look at their record and it's horrendous and there's no excuse for it because many of the black farmers have exactly the same kind of credit as the white farmers. So that's just, so is it better if this is the approach to have, I think that's the question you're asking, Jennifer, to have the money come from private sources that may, you know, businesses that may have been affected by prejudicial practices.
If you're worried about the banks or loans, I've never on any loan document that I've ever been that I've ever filed been asked to give my raise. It always says optional. It always says optional. It never says that you have to, and they say for demographic purposes. So I've never.
And in your marriage, the status of your marriage: are you married or single, and are you white or not? That's the question.
Okay, well, I've been asked about whether you're married or not, which might be discrimination. Yeah. I don't know. Maybe they discriminate me for one income. I don't know.
Yeah.
But I've never, it is always said optional when they ask about your demographic. And I don't know if that's a California thing or what. But the idea is this.
It is, in part. Yeah.
Is it the government's job to give money to people to build houses or to create their dream? And if so, isn't it discriminatory if they're only giving that to certain
yeah,
people?
Yeah, it's discriminatory. That's why it's
so
better
to
come.
So isn't this reverse discrimination?
Sources.
I mean,
my
grandfather was dirt poor in Chicago and built his life and made, you know, went to work for the county as a janitor and raised my dad and my uncle and gave a good life to my grandmother. Should he get money for growing up in Illinois?
There's the question.
Conditions?
There's the question. 18 after the hour.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
Spring forward at Banana Republic Factory with 50 to 70% off everything. Shop season favorites from colorful dresses to easy tops from $19.99. Find your nearest store or shop online only at Banana Republic Factory. Enjoy 50 to 70% off almost everything at Gap Factory and GapFactory.com. Shop tees from $6.99 and joggers from $24.99. Plus extra 50% off online. Exclusions apply. Shop the sale through April 6th.
My doctor told me my cholesterol is borderline, so I took control with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula. Garlique helps maintain healthy cholesterol safely and naturally. It's odor and taste-free, and Garlique is a world leader in garlic potency. I'm taking charge of my cholesterol with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula, cholesterol's natural enemy.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
What can help you take advantage of today's low mortgage rates and save money? Rocket can. You could save hundreds of dollars every month by refinancing with Rocket Mortgage at today's near historic low rates. If your current rate is over 4%, you could lower your payment by over $150 a month, saving thousands in interest every year. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Savings are based on quick and loans, internal data, and fees may apply. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS ConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
All right, let's get to the trending items that apply to this week's story list of the People List at talkers.com. You'll find the list there. You also find the list on our sites as well, Jay, right? Jay Kirshner is here. All
yes,
the social media.
Yes, TJB Show, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
Yes, all right. So let's extrapolate a little something here. When we're talking about COVID, which is the number two story this week, the vaccines, variations, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, I see the National Football League has relaxed the rules for teams that have been vaccinated. So what is this there? What does this say to the people in the stands? And how does this apply? What is going on here?
So with the draft, it's going to be in Cleveland, Ohio this year. Last year's draft, understandably so, was a virtual event. And so what they're doing in Cleveland is the draft, the teams that are vaccinated in their war rooms are going to have some kind of different rules. So teams that are vaccinated, their war rooms, they do not have to wear masks.
What does it mean, war room? What's the war room?
That's where the people who are drafting
Plays.
Different players,
that's
where they're all together and they're huddled and they're making their plans and are they going to, make their draft and do their pick? Are they going to give somebody else their draft pick and, you know, move? So they call those the war rooms.
Okay.
So teams that are vaccinated, they will not have to wear masks. They will have flexible physical and social distancing rules. However, they will have, a cutoff of 10 staffers in those rooms. Now, the non-vaccinated teams, they will have to adhere to strict COVID policies. They will have to have masks. They will have to have social distancing. And then their cap per people will be 20 people per room.
Mm-hmm.
Are we going to actually see the candidates sitting, you know, in a room somewhere, or are they all at home? Do we know how that's going to work for the draft?
I haven't seen anything about where the players being drafted are going to be. They've normally, prior to COVID, they were all in this big banquet room. Some
right.
people were still always, they weren't in-house, they were virtual still. Last year everyone was virtual.
Right.
I don't know if we're going to see a mix of it or if those players will still be virtual and it's just the war rooms that will have people in-house.
Hmm. All right. Well, there's that. Let's see, who else, the list of people this week, by the way, for the first time, the list does not include Donald Trump in the top 10 people, even though one of the trending stories is Trump starting his own social media. What is that going to amount to? Anybody have
It'll be co-branded. I mean, Trump, you know, I wasn't surprised when the news kind of got straightened out in a sense, that he was not going to start his own. He's going to be co-branding off of someone else. Right. That's not a surprise. Trump doesn't put money into any. He doesn't put his own money into anything. So it's someone else will pay for it. But we don't know what it's going
to
look like.
Question trending on our social media has to do with whether you'd get a COVID vaccine. Would you take a shot from your dentist? Because apparently the word is out that because Biden wants to have everybody get their shot by the 4th of July, when you go get your Novocaine shot, you can also get a shot for the virus. Anybody got a problem with that? Or
why would you have a problem with a dentist when people are trusting pharmacists to do it?
Yeah.
That's the thing. Out of everybody that answered, 100% said no, they would not allow their dentist to give them a COVID shot.
Really?
I love my dentist.
Wow.
That's so weird. You let your dentist take teeth out of you and drill holes in your face, but you won't get a shot in your arm?
Yeah, they're a medical professional. I don't understand.
All right, so let's see. Kamala Harris, number two on the list this week. She's going to speak at Empower Women with Bill Clinton. An interesting combination.
Right? And that's what people are agreeing with. I mean, this man, it has an infamous sex scandal. He's a legendary serial womanizer. He does have accusations of sexual assault, sexual misconduct.
Jeffrey Epstein's plane.
Yeah, he's going to be speaking at this Empowering Women's Conference, and a lot of people are like, why? This is so cringeworthy. What qualifies him to be there? Was there not somebody else you could get? What kind of system is this?
I think Andrew Cuomo is going to be the master of ceremonies. Yeah.
Well, what does that say about Harris, too? I think there's a question about her and how she plays into all of this. Anyway, so that's some of the trending items. Check them all out. The DJV social media, 28 after the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Remember, when you come home from work, you may be tired, you've been working all day, you're out of the house for 8 hours, but your dog or cat has been waiting for you all day long. And when you come home and the dog's excited, it jumps up on you, the cat jumps on your lap, and you say, get away from me, get away from me, that's not a good way to spend the evening. What you need to do is when you come home from work, remember that they've been home by themselves, spend the first 10 or 15 minutes with your pets talking about your day, asking them about theirs. If you spend that first 10 or 15 minutes with them, they'll calm down, and then the two of you will be able to establish a regular routine. Take them outside, play ball with them. You know, people don't realize that pets, just like people, can get very lonely. The average dog or cat spend 8 or 9 hours a day sitting home with nothing to do but watch soap operas on TV. You have that mental stimulation at work. So when you come home, spend that first 10 or 15 minutes with your pet, and I promise you, the rest of the night will be relaxing for the both of you. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-555-1509. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-555-1509. That's 800-555-1509. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-555-1509. 800-555-1509.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Suez Canal Authority says that salvage teams have partially refloated the colossal container ship Ever Given and reported that the ship has been corrected by 80% and freed from the shoreline. The ship is about as long as the Empire State Building is tall. From a media perspective, the trial of former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin will be the biggest trial of the streaming TV age. The trial gets underway Monday. WKRN reported at least four people have died after heavy rain caused flooding to reach record levels in Nashville, Tennessee. At least 130 people had to be rescued from flooded areas around Nashville. Nashville Mayor John Cooper told reporters at a news conference Sunday he signed local state of emergency to seek state and federal resources for recovery efforts in Davidson County. The NCAA men's basketball tournament continues tonight. Oregon State and Houston go at it at 7:15 p.m. Eastern on CBS. This is USA Radio News.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
March Madness in the NCAA has a couple of important games Monday night. Dan Naraki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau has more.
The Elite Eight is set after Sunday's NCAA tournament action. The number one overall seed Gonzaga advanced to their fourth Elite Eight in the last 6 years with an 83-65 win over Creighton. They'll face off with USC, who dispatched Oregon 82-68. In the East region, the top-seeded Michigan Wolverines are through after a 76-58 win over Florida State. They'll take on UCLA, who returns to the Elite Eight for the first time since 2008, needing overtime to beat Alabama 88-78. That win gave the Pac-12 Conference three representatives in the regional finals. Two trips to the Final Four are on the line Monday night as Baylor and Arkansas face off in the South Regional Final, and Cinderella Oregon State will take on Houston in the Midwest Regional Final.
The NCAA has allowed 25% of fans into the 2021 Division Men's Basketball Championship games. San Diego Comic-Con set its sights on Thanksgiving weekend, sparking backlash from fans and talent. The coronavirus pandemic has crippled the live events business, particularly the lucrative comic industry. In a bid to raise much-needed funds, San Diego Comic-Con will host a smaller version of its annual summer event in the fall. Dubbed Comic-Con Special Edition, the convention is slated for November 26th through the 28th at the San Diego Convention Center. The organization's decision to place this in-person convention over Thanksgiving weekend, an announcement it made late Saturday night, is facing harsh backlash from fans, talent, and some in the press. This is USA Radio News. I'm Lance Pry.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Check out the good, the bad, and the ugly here on the Talk Radio Review, an overview of the hot hits from the stories that have been gleaned by the folks at Talkers Magazine, the Bible of the talk radio industry. Talkers Radio, Talkers Television is at talkers.com as well. All these stories have been vetted by the staff by listening to lots of talk radio programs and hosts and stations around the country. That's where the list comes from. Border situation is number three on the list, as I've decided we'll go back and forth and equate the people to the stories. The president news conference this week, ladies, seemed to Joe Biden is number one on the people list. Not a surprise there. I noticed that the Border Patrol in the Rio Grande Valley is considering releasing illegal crossers into our country without a court date. So where does that leave us? That becomes
that's a new procedure. So it was catch and release, and what catch and release was is that they'd hand you a court date, and you were supposed to show up, and most people did not, and that was the problem with catch and release. Now this is like catch and release on crack, where they're just saying, here's a pamphlet of all the immigration courts throughout the country. When you get to where you're going, call and make yourself an appointment so that we
sure.
can deal with your asylum claims. Right.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
It makes it even easier.
Of course. Yeah. The reasoning for the decision, so they say, is that the situation becomes so dire that the Border Patrol has no choice but to release people immediately after apprehension because there's no space to hold them.
There's no place to put them.
So why are they letting him in the country? How did you feel both, I think all three of you watched the press conference with the president, so how did he handle this? I'm sure I'm going to get a couple of different readings here, but Victoria,
the border stuff
you?
Is a mess. I think that was pretty obvious. I think everyone can agree on that. And there were unclear answers. There were contradicting answers. Every case is different. It's complicated, and especially when kids are involved. The thing that people don't realize is when young kids, and they're kids as young as 2 to 3 years old, if they don't have parents with them, they have to go before a judge at the border. And essentially, a three-year-old has to tell the judge why they left their country. And the attorneys are now lashing out at this, saying, this is ridiculous that we are trying to force a three-year-old to tell a judge why they left. I mean, three-year-old, this is a baby. So it's the whole thing is just a mess.
And
it
that's
really
one
is.
Part of it, because a lot of kids will come in with like a post-it note with who they belong to, and that's ridiculous. But Biden himself yesterday, I can't even believe he said it, said that 70 or over 70% of the kids that we call unaccompanied minors are 16 or 17 years old. Well, those kids are not coming here like little babies. They're coming here to join the workforce. And
yeah,
we have
that
a workforce,
age they are.
Yeah, and Biden himself said over 70% of them are doing that. He said something that was not true. So that by and large, we're sending people back. It was released by Axios this week that only 13% of the people coming to the border are actually being sent back. Most of them are just being let into the country. And he wasn't pushed back about that.
What are we doing to ourselves
here? And
I
was surprised. The thing in California that's made a lot of headlines this week is that, the focus has been a lot on Texas and Arizona with the border crossings, but California's getting slammed too, and they're going to open up the San Diego Convention Center to house these migrants because there's no place for them. And if you are a foster parent, you're being asked in California to take in, I'm not even making this up, up to 26 migrant kids if you're able to.
What are we doing to ourselves? What's the rush? What's the reason? How is it that these people are so blind? Is Biden's judgment that bad when it comes to this? It sure looks like it. And the people around him, is it they're just this mania to do what? And in what name do you let all these people come into the country?
But that was not the tone that he had during the press conference. He made it pretty clear that we're going to be seeing in the next week or so a lot more people getting sent back. And part of that is the negotiation with Mexico, which he's now put on Kamala Harris to kind of spearhead those discussions. So it was not a clear answer, and it's not a great answer for a press conference. But I think the overall sentiment was it's a wait and see.
This is something that didn't need to happen. It happened because of what he said when he was running. And it happened because of what he did the first day that he got into office. The reason we have to negotiate with Mexico again, we already had a deal. At this time, 6 months ago, there was already a well-organized process going on with Mexico. And now even the Mexican president is laughing at us, going, the migrant president in over his head, making promises he can't deliver on. I mean, it's embarrassing. And then the stonewalling, not allowing the media in. Again, ask yourself, if another president did this, what would people say? And, the answer at the press conference was, well, we'll let you in when we're ready. Well, that's like a criminal saying, well, police, you can come in after I hide the weapon. I mean, come on.
The border stuff was probably his weakest moments of the press conference.
But it's the most important thing. Now, let's go one step further, shall we? Apparently, a lot of Republican attorneys general have taken a blowtorch to some of the things in the Biden first 100 days, suing the administration over the pipeline, suing the administration over immigration policies, suing the administration over climate policy.
All they want. I mean, when Trump was in, he had a bunch of attorneys general suing him, too.
Why do you think Javier Becerra is our new department, the secretary of the Department of HHS, Health and Human Services? It's because, as attorney general of California, he sued Trump 150 times. So,
well, did he get anywhere with the suits, any of them?
Sometimes.
Did he win any of them?
Yeah, sometimes they do. But
I mean, Texas has already sued Biden for some of the border policies, and they won. They won an injunction temporarily. So,
let's tie two things together here. Let's tie together the situation with the people coming into the country and why they're coming in and who they vote for, and the voting rights bill, which is known as H.R. 1, cleaning up our election system, making states accountable for the messes. And what are we really going to do? How are we going to vote? That's a national issue that doesn't seem to be getting settled. The politics of this are pretty obvious, at least on two levels. That is, all these people coming into the country can make a good argument. They'll vote for the people who helped them get in here. And that's number
that's
one.
That's a secondary issue, though. The reason we're talking about voting rights is because there's a bill, H.R. 1, which is from the House. Now the Senate is arguing, and there was testimony this week between Mitch McConnell and Chuck Schumer. First time both of them testified kind of against each other, I think since 2006 or 7. And they're arguing about whether or not we should federalize an election process. And in and of itself, I think even if this bill goes somewhere, it'll be challenged because it's unconstitutional. It takes away from states' rights. And I think a lot of people know that. And so then the argument is, why press forward? And to get this passed, the reason we talk about the filibuster is that they would have to end the filibuster to probably get this passed. That's because everybody is so divided on this. Democrats see it as a power play. Republicans see it as a power play. So everybody's up in arms about this. And what I thought was interesting yesterday at the press conference is that Joe Biden was asked about the filibuster, and they asked him if he thought it was racist, a racist process. And he said yes. But the only people who have filibustered, there's not been one piece of Biden legislation that has been filibustered by Republicans since he began in January. The only people who filibustered were Democrats in the last 4 years of Trump. If it's racist to filibuster, why in the world did Obama do it so much? Why did Kamala Harris do it so much? Why did Joe Biden himself do it so much? Filibustering.
He was talking about Jim Crow. That was the
voting
stuff.
They equated the filibuster to Jim Crow. That's what they were doing. Jim Crow laws.
Well, he said that it was abused, which I agree with him, that it's been
way
overused.
But he abused it. That's the point. The point is that the only people who have been filibustering anything in recent history have been Democrats. There hasn't been a Republican filibuster in years.
Well, there are some other things here. As I look at the list that we may not have spent as much time on as we ought to. Number six, the Capitol insurrection investigation. I want to talk about that with you in a matter of moments here as we continue on the Talk Radio Review. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner.
The Shadow of Silver. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Once a poor man sat down to eat the scraps he was given by passers-by outside of a fancy seafood restaurant. The owner of that restaurant demanded a silver coin from the poor man for taking in the beautiful smells of the expensive food they created inside. The poor man didn't have money like that to give away, so the two of them went before a judge. The judge said, "A silver coin it is. You two go outside," and then she pointed to the poor man and said, "You hold a coin up in the sunlight." And then to the rich store owner, she said, "And when that coin casts a shadow, that shadow is yours for the taking. If the cost of the smell of fish is a silver coin, then the payment will be doled out with a shadow of that coin. Only the mean-spirited and insecure try to take advantage of others." For more on life, visit drchristianconti.com.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE-equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
All right, back into the fold here, 45 after the hour, the Talk Radio Review with Jennifer, Victoria, Jay, and Doug. So the number six item, as I was pointing out a few minutes ago, is the continuing investigation into what happened January 6th. I thought it was interesting that the former interim U.S. Attorney Michael Sherwin reiterated that he thinks charges of seditious conspiracy could be brought against some of these defendants in the breach on January the 6th. This is not done very often, a sedition. When's the last time you heard anybody charged with sedition? I don't know, is it digging? There are a lot of other people who are saying the same thing. The folks in certain departments in Washington closely looking, they say, at evidence related to these charges. We are working on the cases. The results will bear fruit very soon.
They have so many different tiers
Proud Boys,
of involvement. Yeah. You know, like they're the people who physically busted through the door and the windows and grabbed Nancy Pelosi's laptop or whatever. And then there are people who were just standing outside who never went in. So there are so many different layers.
This
right.
Is, you know,
so there are so many layers of investigations, I think, to figure out who was actually doing what. And it's not easy.
Well, it's stupid. I mean, this is, you need to go, we know who the people were that broke through. They have security footage.
Yep.
Those people need to be arrested. They need to be in jail if they are not already, and they need to have the book thrown at them. That's number one. Number two, the people who went to the Trump rally, who weren't even near the Capitol, not by a mile, literally a mile, are being investigated. Their houses are being tossed. The FBI is coming and confiscating people. I had a friend. This is happening. I'm not making, like, this is not just, like, conjecture something I saw online. Someone's house was tossed by the FBI. They took a Trump bumper sticker. That's what they recovered as evidence. You laugh, but think about when the FBI comes to your door and they do that.
Yeah.
I mean, that's ridiculous.
All right, so we were talking about the number five item is voter rights legislation. We've covered pretty much everything, the shooting violence, what went on. I thought it was interesting, the response on air in the radio community in Boulder and in Denver. They started something after the Boston Marathon when Boston Strong became a phrase. Now it's Boulder Strong. Fundraisers going on through the week and over the weekend to raise money for the victims of this mass shooter. So, you know, you look at this and you think, okay, what's going on in America? And how is it that do these things go on? That's a question I heard. And maybe this is a good question for our social media. Why do these things go on in America? What is there? Is it back to what we were saying a few minutes ago or earlier in the program? You know, the fact that the border crisis has brought all these people in, they're getting jobs from Americans, and that annoys people. Is it that deliberate, or do just people have hate in their system? They just don't, you know, they grow up around in a certain way, and when that lifestyle is challenged, they want to do whatever they can to get back what they think is theirs.
And, I don't know. I think the larger issue is mental illness, and it needs to be addressed.
But that's not what came out this week. That was, where did I see somewhere somebody said?
I'm confused now. Are we talking about, because you just conflated the border with Boulder, are we talking about the Boulder shooter?
I'm talking about why people are this angry, and this is part of the Asian thing.
Well, this guy was schizophrenic.
Well, of course he was nuts. He shouldn't have had a gun. You know, there are all kinds of issues to this. This is, I suppose, a perfect talk radio conversation because it goes in so many different directions, Victoria.
Yeah,
and
but
it does.
I don't think this is being labeled as a hate crime. I think this
it
could be. I mean, first of all, I think all crimes are hate. But he went in and shot only white people. And so now people are saying if that is what he was targeting, then are we going to call this a hate crime? I don't know.
Unga bunga. All right, confusing world. We're trying to make sense out of it here as we overview the things on the charts from Talkers Magazine. Thanks to Jennifer and Victoria and Jay. Doug Steffen here at 10 before the hour.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
53 past the hour now. Tech Talk time, a review of the hot issues, the hot topics from the world of technology this week, the top five. I'm Doug Steffen with my colleague Victoria Keelan, who's gone through all these items and has page 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. So let's start at number five, shall we? And answer the question, why the Snyder cut of Justice League looks weird on your television. Why is that, Victoria?
Well, the reason is, and this is 4 hours long, so this is an investment of your time if you want to see the Zack Snyder cut of Justice League, which is actually really popular. It's on HBO Max. People are really loving it. But it does look strange on certain TVs, and the reason for that is because it was shot in the 4:3 ratio framing that dominated television programming from 1920 until 1990. And so but the reason that he shot it that way is because it's actually the best fit for IMAX formatting when it appears in theaters. The problem, though, is it's not in theaters. It's at home on your TV. So depending on what your TV is, what the structure of, you know, how it was built, how old it is, how new it is, sometimes having a newer TV is actually going to work against you. But some people are reporting that they can ignore it and they're not really bothered by it. And other people are, like, really online screaming and complaining about it. So just be warned, don't adjust your TV. It was meant to be that way.
Number four, a Disney Plus is a good money grab for you.
Yep. So Disney Plus announced this week that after holding out for a really long time, Black Widow starring Scarlett Johansson, her first standalone movie as that character, they were holding it out just until, you know, the pandemic was over and it was going to be in theaters. Now they've given in and it will be on Disney Plus the same day that it appears in theaters. You still have to pay an extra $29.99 for it. But on top of that, Disney Plus announced this week that they're raising all their prices. And so starting pretty much right now, if if you are an existing customer, your next bill is going to be a dollar more, whether you pay by the month or you do the Disney Plus, ESPN Plus, and Hulu bundle. That's going to go up to $14 a month, and instead of $13, the yearly cost is now $79.99 for the bundle.
We're back to regular TV. Number three on our quest to get to number one, Amazon drivers and what they are supposed to be doing now.
Yeah, Amazon's giving its delivery drivers an ultimatum in basically give up your privacy or give up your job. They are forcing their 75,000 U.S. delivery drivers to sign a biometric consent form, which allows Amazon to track them with high-tech cameras. The cameras are made by a transportation company that snaps, essentially what they do is they snap photos of the drivers to confirm their identity, which seems okay. It's like, you know, you have a badge to go into your office with your picture on it. So that's not that bad. But then it gets into a little more crazy stuff. So they're not telling anyone what biometric information they're actually storing. So we don't really know how far this can go. Drivers are supposed to be signing this thing immediately or losing their jobs. The technology is capable of detecting when a driver yawns, if they talk on the phone, if they're not wearing a seatbelt. It's pretty invasive. And so Amazon said they plan to use the cameras to track all of the vans, the locations, the movements, including their speed, their braking, the turns, and how close they follow other vehicles. So this is a real test of, you know, of how good of a driver are you if you are, you know, if you're going to be employed by Amazon. One of those sticking things here, though, is they have 800 third-party companies that work with Amazon. And those drivers are saying, hey, wait a minute, we're subcontractors. We don't even work technically for Amazon. We're not signing it. So this will probably end up in court. Yeah.
Good. All right, number two, what's Intel investing in a lot of money here?
Yeah, this is some really good news. As we've been talking about, you know, investing in American business, especially when it comes to technology, Intel has a new CEO, Pat Gelsinger, and he didn't waste any time this week announcing some big changes. They have a new announcement called Engineering the Future, and it's a $20 billion investment into two new factories in Arizona, as well as a new branch of the company called Intel Foundry Services. What they're going to do there is they're going to use it to make semiconductors and chipsets. Now, as we know, the world has a shortage of semiconductors right now because of the pandemic.
Ask the car dealers, man. They've gotten real short.
Right.
A lot of car companies can't get enough product because they can't get these chips.
Exactly. Chips literally run everything from your video game console to your brand new car. So this is good news for Intel, and it's going to give them a leg up on Apple, because Apple is developing their own chip as well. So it's, again, the best part of this is that it's here in America, and this is proprietary tech that will be American.
Good. All right, number one tech story of the week has to do with former President Trump.
Yep, he made a lot of headlines this week talking about his return to social media in the next few months. His senior advisor, Jason Miller, did a whole media round saying in the next 2 to 3 months, Trump will return with his own platform. Turns out it's not actually his own platform. He's going to be partnering with another platform, but we just don't know which one yet. Right. So we'll see.
It's Trump. That's all you got to know. It's Trump. 59 past the hour. I'm Doug Steffen. That's Victoria Keelan. Thank you, Victoria.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.